We're going to talk now about the end of a Boston landmark, one with a powerful political message. I'm standing right near Fenway Park, overlooking the Mass Pike, and right across from me is that mega billboard that many of you have probably seen many times. Today it says, 45,947 Americans killed since the massacre at Sandy Hook. Over the years, this billboard has carried grim reminders about the toll of gun violence in America while pushing for stricter gun control laws. One of its most striking messages said, "Welcome to Massachusetts. You're more likely to live here," a reference to the state's tough gun laws. Another one read like a ransom note and said, "We have your president and Congress," equating the NRA's influence and power to that of a hostage taker. The billboard belongs to John Rosenthal. He's a real estate developer and the co-founder of Stop Handgun Violence. And now, after 19 years, the billboard must come down because Rosenthal has sold the building to which it's attached. And here with me is John Rosenthal, co-founder of Stop Handgun Violence. And John, thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
So before we talk about the politics of gun control, which of course we'll get into, tell me briefly when this billboard is coming down and why.
Well, I sold the building last March. And I have until next March to find a new location for the billboard. And I'm very hopeful that some property owner along a very busy road will come forward.
Tell us what was going on 19 years ago that inspired you to put it up.
Well, as a business person and somewhat of an activist and a gun owner, it was really the idea started right after the Oklahoma bombing. And it became very apparent to me that the domestic-born terrorists bombed that building and killed 168 Americans, including a bunch of kids in a daycare center, as retribution against the ATF and the FBI for regulating guns and the horror show at Waco, Texas. And I went, what? And the more I looked into this, I realized that 15 kids under 19 died every single day from guns. There's an epidemic of gun violence that I thought was preventable, and I thought if more Americans knew about it, and I owned this garage with 300 feet of frontage on the Mass Pike, maybe that would be a good venue for educating people, increasing public awareness, changing laws, changing behavior. And lo and behold, we are the model for the nation. We have the most comprehensive gun laws and the lowest firearm fatality rate.
Even so, I mean, despite the horrors of Sandy Hook, Aurora, Colorado, Texas A&M, Columbine, you know, the list goes on and on. The country remains reluctant, right, to rein in access to guns. And I'm wondering, as a gun control advocate, does that frustrate you? Do you feel, in a sense, that the battle is lost? Because even after Sandy Hook, no assault weapons ban, not even closing the gun show loophole.
Oh, I do feel very frustrated. It's a truly good news, bad news story. I mean, I set out to try and change laws and ultimately save lives in Massachusetts, and we've done that very successfully. Yet, nationally, it's a complete failure. Since I built that billboard in 1995, over 600,000 Americans have died from largely preventable gun violence.
John, what do you say to the critics who will say, with regard to Massachusetts' tough gun laws, you argue that they've worked, and depending on how you look at the numbers, they've been effective. But we also know that since 1998, the total number of firearm injuries has gone up. So the critics will say, tough laws in Massachusetts, still not helping much.
You know, it's a disingenuous thing for the gun lobby to say that gun laws don't work, and then they fight gun laws to make sure that they can't work. From 1994, when we first started this billboard campaign, to 2011, there's been a 42% decrease in all injuries and deaths from guns in Massachusetts. What we need is uniform national laws, simply what we've enacted in Massachusetts, requiring background checks for all gun sales, requiring safe storage and training for all gun owners, requiring that gun dealers operate out of a bona fide store versus where they legally operate out of backpacks and car trunks, and require manufacturers to put safety features in their guns.
Another thing your critics say in returning to the billboard, it's inflammatory that it isn't really part of a serious search for a solution.
Well, the fact that I'm reminding people that Congress has no backbone when it comes to guns, and I'm reminding people that assault weapons have stopping power, and as long as I'm alive and as long as I have the power, of messaging on this billboard wherever it goes, I'm not going to let the general public forget their irresponsibility in holding Congress accountable. We are not safe, thanks to Congress and their negligence on gun violence laws in this country.
Where do you hope this billboard ends up? Because it's big, right? It's not like you can just sort of pack it up and put it anywhere.
Well, my hope is that in June, we don't see that number over 50,000, you know, Americans killed since Sandy Hook, but we will. And my hope is that somebody comes forward. I mean, this is an important Boston icon. There's 150,000 cars that drive by this mass bike billboard every day. That's 200,000 impressions, probably, at least. I don't know if we're going to find someplace as good, but 128, 93 Mass Pike are all possible, and we have about 8 months to try.
John Rosenthal, co-founder of Stop Handgun Violence, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, coming up, birding legend David Allen Sibley. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.